Today's news broadcasts are becoming more and more dramatic and colorful. They are delivered by such glamorous figures as Walter Cronkite, Huntley and Brinkley, and so on. But now it's time to go all the way. With showbiz personalities finding less and less work in Hollywood films, we can suppose that the next step is to have these superstars move into the dramatic field of news reporting. When that happens, we might hear news like this.
And now, in living color, we present the news. Your reporter is Bing Crosby.
Well, hi there, this is Bing Crosby. It's kind of a fine day around the world, you know. First, sports item from the Crosby Golf Course. Bob Longball Hope took a bad beating from my boy Gary. It's too bad, you know. Old Hoper, he plays the game of golf like most of us play baseball. Meanwhile, back in Hollywood, things are picking up for the poor people. And with a report on the pernickety position, here's that papa of poppers, Jack Benny.
Gosh, it's so wonderful, wonderful to be able to report the news to so many people. Gosh, and for so much money. Oh, Don Wilson. Now, where is that man? You'd think he'd be here for my first news broadcast. Imagine Wilson charging me 50 cents an hour for announcing lessons. Gosh, it's silly. I don't even know when I'm supposed to go on. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
What time is it, Rochester?
Well, sir, Mr. Benny, you're wrong.
Now, don't be ridiculous. That's silly. I don't even have the script. Wilson's got it.
But, Mr. Benny...
Now, cut that out.
You're wrong, Mr. Benny.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's silly. Why didn't you tell me? Good heavens, and we're all out of time. Gosh, Bing, I'm sorry. It's back to you, Bing. Oh, by the way, I hate to mention this, but will I still get paid?
Attaboy, Benny. Well, the boys in the back room will peruse the predicament, come up with a satisfactory solution to this silly situation. And now over to New York and Jackie Mason.
Hi, this is Jackie Mason. I want to tell you this. I know you're happy to hear from me. Matter of fact, so am I. I almost didn't make it. You want to know why? I'll tell you anyway. I was going down the street, and all of a sudden, the guy ahead of me makes a signal like this. It was Ed Sullivan. So when he does this, I went like that. When he went like that, I went like this. When he went like this, I went like that.
When he went like this... That's a fine boy, that Jackie Mason there.
He did that, and I did...
Thank you, Jackie. We'll be waiting with the proper perceptiveness to the particulars pertaining to the lawsuit. Now to Florida in a flurry for this fast, facetious fact-finder fellow called Frank Fontaine.
Hi, Joe. I was just getting around the house. I wasn't doing nothing. Just sitting around the house. I didn't have anything to do. Just sitting there around the house. And Warren, he's a funny guy, you know. He turned on the radio and a voice says, "Here's Frank Fontaine." And I said, "Hey, that's me." And the voice sounded like Bing Crosby. Sorry about that, Joe. Wipe it off. Bing Crosby. And I just didn't believe it. Already said it's true. It really isn't true, is it, Joe?
Well, temporary trouble there interrupted our transmission tonight. But I'm sure it's just a lesion of a loose liberating lion that lessened our listenable lesson likewise. Now to Sergeant Phil Silvers, better known as Bilko, down there in Fort Baxter.
Hello there, Bing, old buddy. How you doing, you beautiful fella? Oh, boy, have I got a deal for you. Pick a card. Any card.
Bilko, what's going on here?
Oh, sir. Colonel Halt, sir. Oh, nothing, sir. Oh, you know the boys at Baxter love their commanding officer, sir. Oh, we wouldn't do anything that would bring shame to our commanding officer, Colonel Halt, sir. We're just on the air with the news from Fort Baxter, sir.
Bilko, get off the air before you get us all into trouble.
Well, Bingo, buddy, I gotta go. You know what the colonel is. You know, a little upset. You know, a little around the tummy. Well, I gotta get off the air. We'll see you later, Bing baby. Oh, you doll, you.
Well, there he is. That's Bilko botching things up at Baxter. Now down to the popular place of the people called the Pentagon. Secret Agent Maxwell Smart. For a look at the sneaky situation has it shaped up since Sunday, simultaneously with several serious incidents.
When the moon is high, the sun is low. When wet swallows lie soaking, green cheese turns to rust. Do you know the countersign?
Well, see, Max, this is Bing Crosby.
I see. And how long have you worked for Chaos?
Well, I never did work for Chaos, Max.
I see. How about the FBI?
No, I never worked for them either.
Would you accept a frozen orange juice company?
Well, now, Max, what about your report for the news?
Oh, yes, sorry about that. But I have to go now, Bing. My shoe is ringing. So long, Bing.
Well, thank you, Maxwell Smart, there. A little levity was enlightening and lifting. We now transfer this transmission now to South America. No bazooka knows himself. You know the man. It's Jimmy Durante.
Stop the news. Stop the news. It's a catastrophobia. I comes all the way down here to investigate the banana situation, and I find they ain't got no bananas left. Everybody's been trying them out and putting them in breakfast cereal boxes and sending them to the good old U.S. of A. The poor people of South America ain't got none left for themselves. The situation is so bad that everybody's been grabbing at my snores. The government has declared my nose a disastrous area.
That's a mighty fine report there, Jimmy Millad. Now to Canada here for a report on our northerly neighbor. There's that all-Canadian boy, Dudley Do-Right, the Royal Canadian Mounted.
Oh, Inspector! Inspector! I'm on the air now, Inspector! I'm about to give a report on my latest heroic deed. I hope you're listening now, my love. You see, Snidely Whiplash robbed the bank of all its monetary goods, and I, true blue Canadian boy, who joined the Mounties to help bring law and order to this tough land, got on my horsey and brought the culprit back to stand trial. The Mounties always get their man.
Well, I say there, Dudley, that was kind of nice going.
Oh, it was nothing that any other true blue Canadian Mountie born in the slums of Brooklyn wouldn't have done.
Thank you, Dudley, for your fine report. Now to Stratford-on-Avon over in England there. This report from James Mason.
Hello, this is James Mason. I wish to report the doctors here, after many months of research and development, have finally discovered a cure.
Well, it's kind of fine, James, but what's the cure for?
It's a cure for laryngitis. I've had it for years, you know. You don't think I'd talk like this because I want to, do you?
Well, congratulations there, James. Now to Harvard University and our science editor, the big boy himself, Bullwinkle Moose.
What do you say there, Bing? What do you say there? You know, I've been involved in the testing of a new way to get go power, and it really works. It makes breakfast cereal obsolete. It gives you more go power than anything ever invented.
Well, now what is it, Bullwinkle? A new kind of pill?
No, it's a big stick with a point on it. Ooh, that's smart. Ooh, watch where you're going
with
that.
Fine day for news, and that's going to be it for now. We'll be back again along the network with more day's happenings for you tomorrow at the same time, same station. So long for now. Ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum, when the news of the day...